Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And our friend Jim Colony joins us on the Fan Hotline right now. Hi, Jim, on that Fan Hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capetus. Hi, Jim.
Nice. Hi, Colin. Hey, Chris.
I'm Adam. Jim, hi. Good morning.
Jim, there's gigantic programming news we want to bring to our listeners. Anytime that there's programming news, anytime that there's something seismic within our station, we like to kind of build it up and kind of deliver it to them and prepare them. So what's happening on Easter Sunday between the hours of 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., Jim?
I don't know. You tell me.
You're hosting a show. Have you seen the latest schedule from the boss?
Yes, I was aware of that, yes. Yeah. So I assume that I'll be doing it from my dining room table.
Yeah, you will be. That's how logistically working right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, I have seen people who are on the air at our station working from the station. But I will just assume.
Who have you seen? Who?
Little Pony.
Wow, when?
You watch KDK News in the afternoon when he does a hit with Richie and Pop in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, he just does that thing. That's all he's got going on. He's the only guy in there, just doing the TV thing.
Right.
But anyway, I don't want to get lost in that. What do you have planned for Sunday? Have you drawn out a plan?
I'm trying to bury the lead, Colin. no, I've got a few ideas. I will. I'll make some calls today. And we're efforting a few guests. Let's put it that way.
Efforting, Jim. Well, and then you have one the following Sunday as well, do you not?
Yeah, it's 7 to 9 a.m. That's your slot.
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm doing, from what I've heard the last couple weekends, is that basically tomorrow I am Colin, and then the following Sunday I'm Chris, and then on my wife's birthday, which is a few Saturdays from now, I'm celebrating by being on the air in somebody else's slot. I'm not sure who. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. But it is weird. I mean, you guys have done a really good job. Here's a weird dynamic is that even though I am part of the show, when I'm at the station, I don't really listen to the show that much. I don't really get a chance to listen to it. And here, I actually get a chance to listen to you guys, and it's an enjoyable listen. You guys have done a really nice job with everything, you know, over the last few weeks, because it is just it's weird, and yet I just hope I can measure up because it's, you know, the talking points and different things like that. We'll probably just talk about. I'll have a few sports related guests, but. I'll just probably trying to relate. You know, we're all in this together. I think we're all bearing up pretty well. We've been pretty lucky so far, I think, in this area.
What about the idea, Jim, of taking an old Pitt football game, watching
exactly
it beforehand, and then
Panther
doing a Panther hotline show?
Panther hotline, Jim. Maybe Title Man can call, Yale Man, all these guys.
Blue Panther.
Sadly.
Yes.
I don't think I ever heard from Yale Man. There's a Michigan guy, Wolverine, used to call.
Yes.
I believe that one of
Blue
Chris's
Panther?
Neighbors, one of Chris's neighbors, Jim from Jefferson, was always,
yes.
He was always very vocal.
He's a jerk. That guy's a jerk.
I believe he's still around. Sadly, though, there are some guys that are not. You know, like Ralph the Plumber, God rest his soul, Jocko, you know, those guys. But But yeah, I suppose I could. I'd love to watch the Ohio State game where Terry Glenn or David Boston, whoever it was, returned a punt when Ohio State only had 9 guys on the field because they were down to their 8th string when it was 72-0 or 60-6. They all run together.
Jim Colony from his dining room table, just a ray of sunshine in this beautiful western Pennsylvania. Good morning to you, Jim.
You're the one that brought up Pitt Hotline, for goodness sake.
Panther Hotline. You can't even get it straight. My gosh.
I don't know. I can't remember. I only did it for 7 years.
Jim, what have you been doing, by the way? Now, tell me about your attire situation. You've grown quite a – I don't know how you're going to get back into having to put actual clothes on to come into the studio once we get back in there. That's going to be a chore for you.
No, it'll be fine. I mean, luckily it'll be summer, so I can just wear shorts all the time, which is kind of what I do. But quite honestly, and it's been kind of cold, and I had to take the trash out a little while ago, and, man, it was brutal out there. But I'm in my PJs, you know, put on the long pants, a hoodie. I saw Chris had a hoodie on yesterday with his hot take. And, and so I'm just all bundled up, just trying to stay warm. And then I still do stuff up through noontime with Cook and Joe. And so I won't get dressed probably until noon. And then, you know, I'll take a shower about 4 o'clock and I'll be back in my PJs 4 hours after that, you know, so it's a lot of PJ time.
Right. How's your toilet paper situation? Do you guys buy a bidet? Are you good? What's going on?
We're fine. We actually got I have noticed the last couple weeks when we've gone out that it is available now.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it. Okay. Sometimes. But I think I'm actually going to make a run today. I think today is our Friday. It's been our day to go get stuff. So
do you wear a
I
mask?
Think today is.
You wear a mask
on
when you go out there?
Mask off.
Yeah.
I had a mask on. Yes, I had to mail. My sister couldn't buy fabric in Florida, so we boxed up. Linda boxed up a bunch of stuff, and I mailed it to her yesterday. So I had the mask on at the post office.
Conscious.
You know what I saw here? Here's what I saw the other day. I saw there were some people out walking. They look like they were around our age, maybe a little bit older. But like the lady had a mask on, and this was like walking in the middle of nowhere, basically, in fresh air, beautiful day. Just you don't need a mask when you're out there, and there's nobody else around, and you're out for a walk, right?
You trying to take Fauci's job or what? Why don't you let the people that are in charge be in charge?
Well, I'm not the only one who's doing that, but
hashtag anyway. Political Jim. Here we go.
I'm not allowed to watch those things every afternoon.
Jim, your show's going to be brilliant. You may get fired after one show, 11-1 today, or Sunday. Excuse me.
It may happen before then, but no, we'll see. We're looking forward to it. It'll be interesting. I'm hoping to hook up with a West Coast guest because it is a good time to get them between 11 and 1. Guarantee you. I guess if he calls in, I'll put him on the air. But no, that wasn't who I had in mind.
How about Dan Fouts, considering he's the greatest quarterback of all time?
He'll be on hard. Jacko will probably be on Hard Knocks though.
Dan Fouts, can you get?
Of course,
because he's brilliant.
He was one of the best of all time. There's no question. Actually, he was. I mean, he was one of the greatest of all time. I don't know if I'd put him ahead of Brady though. But I don't have the credentials that Terry Bradshaw does. So if that's Terry's opinion, then he's entitled to it. And it was very entertaining, to say the least.
All right, Jim. Will you take it easy? We're looking forward to this update. We kind of know how it's going to go, and we'll do that. And we'll check in a little later on in the show. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.
Okay, my mental health a little bit worse than it was before you called, but other than that, we're doing fine.
Yeah, we have that effect on people. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, we love him. He's the greatest.
91.7thefan.com.
Matt is the worst. I can't believe Matt just did that to him. The guy's gracious enough to come on, and Matt throws darts at him.
Or 92.7 the fan. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.